Blog Talk Radio.
Grind season.
Yeah. Y'all niggas already know what season this is, man. It's grind season, man. You know what I mean? Now get in the green, or you laying under a season, you heard? But if you ain't know, there's something I gotta let you know, man.
My grind is so efficient. I don't plan to stop. My grinding is my sole addiction. We'll get your shit straight, fucker. This is Big K. I'm just a hungry nigga, playing off the whole plate. Yeah, and when I start, I just can't stop. I'm a beast, I'm scraping out the whole pot. If you cowards front, I'll make your jaw lock. I'm getting crazy money, that'll make your jaw drop. Yeah, I get swapped, something like cash drop. Supply and demand is something that you can't stop. Serving them fiends is something that you can't watch. I'm getting paper, but I'm trying to hit that jackpot. I'm serving fiends, you can call that a head crack. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm about to make a stack. The grind heavy, so you know I gotta live for jack. Pocket jack, got a pack. When I spin, I get it back.
You already know what it is, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kane. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, man. Welcome to Women's Chronicle. We're going to get it in tonight on that hot topic, playing house. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. You can also rock out and get your voice heard in the chat room, too. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot and go ahead and check in with us. We got live in the building with us, Mr. Clear J, official. He's going to be co-hosting with us today. Clear J, holla at us, man. Hold on, let me make sure I got this open. Clear J, can you hear me? 770, can you hear me? All right, we're going to get back to my G and get him in the building. But in the meantime, if you want to get your opinion heard on this, press the one button. It's going to put your hand up in the car queue, and we're going to go in. Now, the topic, playing a house, I wanted to talk about this because a lot of us in relationships, and we have been together for a while or even 7 years, being a after 7 years, you're considered a modern-day marriage. But we stay in these relationships, and at the end of the day, do we both have the same goals? And that's what I want to talk about tonight. That's one of the things I want to talk about tonight, is having the same goals with your mate. And at the end of the day, are you both being honest, like, look, you are the one I want to be with for the rest of my life, share my finances, and build more of a strong foundation, you know, for the family and for the team. So that's something that you need to get clear immediately with your mate. And even with going into details about going to school, how can you get to those goals? We want to spend the rest of our life with each other, and we want to have a nice house. We want to have good jobs. You know, we want to be able to have a savings fund for the kids and be able to pay for them to go to college. But have we put any plan into that dream to make sure it happens? I definitely want to, you know, point that out, because a lot of relationships, well, I wouldn't say a lot, but enough relationships people are in is that they both have the same, I mean, one or the other person has a different goal. I want to get married. I'm not ready yet. I'm into life insurance. You're not. You know, one has more security than the other. So it's important that both of y'all talk and get on the same page, that this is something that y'all want to do. Otherwise, you're going to waste a whole bunch of time and emotion playing house. What happened when you play house? What's some of the downfalls when you play house. I want somebody to tell me that, press the one button, get your mic open, and tell me what's the downfalls of playing house. I know one of the downfalls of playing house is the self-esteem. And shout out to all my divas over there at We Man. I got a great group of women that I get a chance to learn with and play with and work with. You know, it's been like four weeks now. So shout out to them. But the downfalls of playing house, that self-esteem. A lot of people play house because they settle. You settle for the person that you with. Oh, I'm cool. I'm comfortable. There's a safe net. And at the end of the day, they're not really trying to be on the same level that you are, going to school or having a solid foundation, you know, investing into life. And you settle because you didn't put the time and effort in yourself because you're trying to get it from another individual. Now, a lot of times people get frustrated because their mate is not what you want them to be. Your expectation is higher for your mate than what your mate's expectation is. And then you're mad at them because they don't want to be your superwoman or your superman. Come on now. You got to invest into yourself, man. That's why we're talking about playing house and shacking up, as they would say, people shacking up and, you know, common law of marriage. We got to be on the same page, and we got to watch our self-esteem. Otherwise, at the end of the day, you're definitely going to be heartbroken and you wasted that much time and maybe two or three kids. And I don't necessarily think that anybody out there will want that. But unfortunately, it happens because we see it every day. Y'all make sure y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's get into more of this hot music, man. Let's go.
This is Tay Black, repping Wilson, NC, 252, all the way to the DMV. And you are now tuned into Phenomenal Radio. Yeah.
Y'all, it's your girl Diva Mary King. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. You already know what it is. It's Wednesday Women Chronicles. We back in the building. Big shout out to Lady Gigi for watching me do my thing. I'm definitely liking that song. We got Claire J live in the building with us. Shout out to my big G, big 20th century. Oh. Man, what's going on, man?
What's good, everybody out there? How y'all doing today?
Oh, we definitely doing it good. And what's the king without the queen, man? No, let's not forget, we got to have nothing but the best, nothing but the quality up in here. We got Nikki Rich live in the building. Play with it. What's going on, Mama?
That's hot. That's so hot. You doing it big over here. That's hot right there.
I love it. I love it. I'm glad both of y'all are here. Now we can get it in. And the other callers, I see y'all with y'all hands up. We about to get to you, but I definitely want to get the feedback from my co-host, Claire J. Official, man, and the queen, Nikki Rich. Claire, what you think about the whole playing house situation? How would you define that, and what's your opinion on it?
I mean, personally, you know, I guess I would say to each his own, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I haven't tried that, done been there, and, you know, it's just not something that, you know what I'm saying, I'd like to do again.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad experience with that, you know what I'm saying, and I don't think that it's good for me, but for other people out there that, you know, are in that situation and probably, you know, say, are dealing with that situation, that might be your thing, but, you know, some people, it's just not their thing.
Okay. I can definitely understand it. You said, for the better of myself, I don't want to be playing house. Are you looking for commitment at the end of the day? So are you saying anybody that you decide to be in a relationship in the near future is that's for life? You making that commitment. You ready to make it happen.
I mean, yeah, personally, I mean, you know, if I'm looking for somebody, I'm looking for a female, you know, I'm looking for a mate, a future person that's going to, you know what I'm saying, hold me down, have my back. I'm just not looking for, you know what I'm saying, a fling or something that's going to last for, you know, 3 or 4 months, and then it's all over. You know, I'm looking for somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, going to take care of mine like I'm going to take care of mine and vice versa. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think there is dangers in as far as with on a male point, side of it, of a man playing house. Like, that's wasting time for not only that woman but for that child, because you there and they're building a relationship with you. So at the end of the day, you meet a woman that has a child or children, and you know that you're not in it to win it. I would rather for you to just be honest up front. Like, a lot of women will tell you, we ain't mad when you keep it real. You gave me the option, don't lie. And some women out there really don't give a fuck. They don't want to listen. But, you know, that's really dangerous. And I'm glad that you off it like that and that you want to be with somebody and have a total commitment. Let's pass the mic to the queen. Queen, bust us with your presence and let us know how you feel and what you feel about playing house.
Playing house, how I feel, is a waste of time. You know, a lot of people, they make up all these excuses about how, oh, you know, living together.
Queen, you blanked out. I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. They play, they give you all these excuses. Oh, if I can save Bill, save money by moving in with him or her, you know, he's going to pay most of the bills and all this, but in nationality and reality, okay, when you get in there, who pays the most bills? You know, y'all both either going half or one kind of short, or, you know, it's not what it seems to be. And then, you know, you can be with somebody for 3 and 4 years, and when you move in with them, I mean, it's totally different. It's totally different. Some people say, another excuse they use is, I'd rather live with somebody before I marry them and stuff like that. But the thing about it is if that's that case, a lot of people, I mean, they end up doing it, and guess what? They're not together right now. You know, just period. The whole relationship thing is you got to be patient and take your time and really get to know a person. A lot of relationships fail and stuff because people are in denial. They know somebody cheating, and they know what's going on because they tell their friends. You know, they just be in denial. So, you know, when they, I'm moving in with him and this and that, and it's going to be better, it really be worse. Because guess what? That person going to run up your light bill. They're going to run up the water bill, the gas bill. And you, what, y'all paying the same amount that you would be paying? You paying more than by yourself, you know? Like, if we going half on a $600 house, I'm at a $600 apartment or something like that, but you end up paying about $4 or $5 by yourself, you can be done had a one-bedroom by yourself by then,
Save you a buck or two. Save you definitely a buck or two. And even with that, emotions get caught up in that. Now, okay, I can save myself a buck or two. Oh, his rent is cheaper, her rent is cheaper. But now y'all smashing. The whole time y'all living with each other, for those who don't know what smashing is, because I am a Detroit and Jersey girl, I'll break it down to you. Knocking the boots. If y'all, now y'all in the house, drinking, knocking the boots, smashing, and what happens? I'm pregnant. And even sometimes the pregnant card come out and it ain't even real. Now, for those who know me, I had the show maybe a couple of weeks ago. Y'all want to check the archives for the show that says the ex, the new boo, and the pregnancy card. I did a show on that and told y'all all about it. But some chicks get all emotional, and then when it's said and done, a relationship goes sour, they screen that pregnancy and they not pregnant. And then on the other end, you do be pregnant. Now you done got stuck with bills. You want to do things together because you done found out that he don't want what you want, or he cheated, and now you about to have a baby. Why would you do that?
Why?
Look at that. Let's go ahead and get some more comments. Y'all stay on the line with me. Let's go to the hotline. 253-503, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, what's going on, queen? How you doing?
Well, I'm fine. you know, it is a waste of time, you know, to shack it with somebody if they don't, if they're not being serious. And you, there are signs, you know, there are signs that they're showing you that, you know, either they're for real about you or they're not. And so, you know, I think mainly for, you know, the younger girls that aren't, you know, familiar with, you know, real life, they're the ones that have the hard time with, you know, recognizing that, you know, either the guy's into you or he's not.
Really, because, you know, the same goes, you know, reality kicks your ass, so you have to go through it before you actually can see,
exactly.
What it does to you, you know?
Right, right. And sometimes you got to learn from the experience, but, you know, you really want to save people from those type of, you know, situations or dilemmas, but people are going to do what they want to do.
You're right about that, because a hard head got to feel it to believe it, and I know I had to feel it to believe it. I was in an expired relationship 5 years, and the sad thing about it, out of 5 years, I'm going to say 40% of the time we was physically together. All that other time, he was going in and out of jail. That shit wasn't cool.
No, not at all. It's a waste of time. You know, you believe in somebody and they do something different, and it's like, you know what?
And ladies, don't let, or my men, don't let your current situation determine your identity. Remember that. You cannot let your current situation determine your identity. And when I say that, meaning that if you don't have, if your funds is short at the end of the month, queens, that don't make you a prostitute. You don't resort to the first thing is going to a man to exchange your temple, your goods, for some money, because that's priceless.
Yeah, and I feel a lot of females that too, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm from Atlanta, and I know, you know what I'm saying, some females are actually, you know, resort to that when times get hard. I just ask them, like, you know, what make you think that that's going to make anything better just because, you know, you selling your body to get that little bit of money, you know what I'm saying? You have to be better than that. You have to think better than that. You have to live better than that.
Right.
you know. And some of the same women I tell that to got kids, and you know, I tell them like, you know, what you want your kids to know about you when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You want them to know that you was out there doing God knows what on the street, so you want them to know that, you know, your mother actually held it down for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think on that end, it comes to self issues. That's when you got to look inside yourself. I mean, because I also have had friends that do stuff like that, and you know, had friends to a result of acting as if they had abortion just to get hundreds of dollars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah, that's the oldest trick. That's an old hoes trick right there. Word up. I ain't even going front.
And that's crazy. It's crazy.
You know, it happens
issues
to the guys, too. You know, guys get caught up in that, and it's just a sad situation for everybody. it's sad. And, you know, to me, it's a matter of self-esteem. If you have low self-esteem, then you're going to basically, you know, settle for whatever. You know, whether it's, you know, getting your money taken, getting beat up, you know, whatever, getting degraded.
Yeah.
And that's not cool, you know, and people seriously need to be educated, you know, and, excuse me. You know, in issues, life issues, because, you know, it happens, it's real, and, you know, it's always good to let people know what the deal is, but, you know, you can only get that if you've spoken to someone who's gone through it, and then hopefully, you know, the person that you're talking to is going to take heed to it, and, you know, it'll be all be good, but, you know, 8 times out of 10, you know, they got to experience it for themselves.
You're right. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, they have to experience them for themselves. And like Michelle said, educating yourself is very important, that you take the time out to look into taking up a self-esteem class. Even if you think, you know, I'm pretty fine, but I have done self-esteem classes myself, and it opened up a lot of different things for me for my benefit. And for some of the things that was a downfall for me, but I got more benefits than downfall, and it helps me to see myself on a whole nother level.
Right.
And there is
a
saying, self-esteem, on a higher level, your self-esteem is affected by the people whom you spend time with. For example, your friends, your family, your partners, your colleagues. You know, your self-esteem is affected by those people, so you want to watch your people, places, and things, and who you around, and who you surround your life with, yourself.
Always surround yourself with somebody positive. That's doing something, you know, somebody that's actually trying to go somewhere.
Right.
You know, you never want to surround yourself with, you know, people that's in the streets or, you know, doing, you know, whatever out there on the streets.
Yeah, just negative stuff, you know,
troublemaking
stuff.
That's the way to get your life messed up.
Yeah, sure is.
What about providing as well for us as leaders? And, you know, that's why I'm able to surround myself with good people, you know, like Claire J, like Nikki Rich, like Michelle. You know, us being as leaders, providing a positive outlet. You know, we shine. We are the ones that's out there. We the ones that have the palate and getting the word out there. So, you know, we got to be in remembrance with the times that we are in now, that we have to, you know, set a positive example through our lives, despite of the ignorance. Because I've seen so many ignorant people outside and inside my family, but I never pass them up and give them a prayer later on in my day.
Right.
Just because.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
just because.
A lot of them. Yeah, just because. Because, you know, at a time in my life, I was confused and lost and didn't know where I was going. But it was always somebody there praying with me. And I remember.
Right.
Because I remember what I went through and where I'm at right now, that's why I'm here right now on Demon Spot Radio, now talking live on Women's Chronicles. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We about to get into some hot music by Mary J. Blige. Let's do it, y'all.
The deal and the cost and the crib and the way that things took off. I always singing that Dookie's on 125th, just trying my best to get on. Back when Reese and Puff and Biggs was kissing, I knew Joe would see. I was young and tough and fresh and rough, and it was all a dream. Not in a contract, no guidelines, just hoping I can get out the project and get my family right, cause they bore my life. Had a breath on hold, had a fist lean on, catch me on, trying to do me. I was jaded on the block, faded on the block, but I made it off the block and I remember.
Never quit, you gotta feel love. When you ain't here, then I miss you. to the beat. Yeah, let's listen to your diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. Just listen to the diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay. It's Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else took the rest. She the real deal. She don't pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women wins, they get tense and desire. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's on the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, rocking with your boy Tay Black on that front line tip. Everybody fall back, guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, nope, here we go, huh? Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back, pay homage and them dudes. On that spiritual tip of Sunday, you know how it is. When we do it, we just feed them good news. Yeah, Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with your Deep and Mary Kay. Blow Talk Radio, turning on the day. Hit the girl, it's the rap, why not? Let's play.
Let's play. Please listen to the Diva. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Wednesday, so y'all know it's Women Chronicles, and we definitely getting it in with my co-host, Claire J. Official, is live in the building with me. So please listen to the Diva, man. Big shout-out to Mary, too, and big shout-out to Genius and Y-Dot for doing that drop for me. I love Mary J. Blige, man. That's my lady.
Yeah, man, that was a nice mix right there.
Yeah, that's the DJ in me, y'all. Just a little bit. Let's go to the hotline. We definitely going to get some feedback, y'all, and we're going to get right back into it. 253-666-666 says, I got something to say. What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Andrea calling from Tacoma.
What's going on, Queen? Welcome to the show.
What's going on, Mama?
I'm doing good. What you think about the whole shacking up or playing house situation?
Well, when I was about 10th grade, you know, I had a man that we played house. You know, he lived with me for about a month during the summer. Then school started. He went home. We played house for a while, and then...
Diva, you there?
Yeah, hold on.
Andrea told me to hold on live on my show.
Sorry, my grandma was talking to me. We were playing house, and then all of a sudden, a child came in, and he didn't want to play house anymore.
Yeah, because it was the real world.
So, we got a child now. Oh, I don't want to play anymore. So I love my 3-year-old son, but
that's right.
He doesn't want to play. He doesn't take care of him. So I think playing house is a real serious business, especially if you have a kid in it. If you really love somebody, then be with them.
How did you overcome that situation? You know, I know that happened to you, but I'm pretty sure you're doing some big things in your life on today.
Mhm. I take it one step at a time. You know, it's hard for me, but having the girls at Wee, going through Wee, having my family support, it's really good.
That's what's up, Mama. We proud of you on today. We definitely proud of you taking that step and doing what you got to do in spite of, and that's what's up, and you deserve a 20th century. That's right. This is Showcase Visited, man. This is definitely Showcase Visited. We all are movies. I know me, definitely. I definitely want to do a book, and I definitely want to do a short movie or something on Diva Mary Kay Life. Yeah, I definitely will do that at the end of the day. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a business move right there.
One of the other things that's detrimental to you with playing a house is worry. And I know y'all like, worry? What does that mean? Worry. The reason why I say that is worry is a way to avoid change. A lot of people that's worrying about things, they avoiding change. Like me and you in a relationship, Clear J, just say, but you wouldn't have to worry about me because I'm a diva. I'm divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. I'm a strong black woman, and I hold that shit down. Let's just say we're in a relationship, and I'm like, you know, I'm worried about you, you know, and I worry about you a lot and all this and your future and what you're doing. Worrying can kill you, and it helps to make you gain weight, especially for women. Worrying makes us gain weight. There's no need to worry about another individual, even especially when they're doing something they ain't got no business doing. Just pray for them and keep it moving because it's a way for us to avoid change. Right. Oh, I couldn't do this because I was worried about what you was doing and how you was going to go to school, how you was going to go to work, and how you was going to pay the bills. I couldn't do that because I was trying to get her right or get him right, get you right.
Uh-huh. That's right. You know, I tell a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, don't worry about me. You know, I'm going to be all right. The only thing I really need for you to do for me, you know, is to pray. That I'll be all right, that I wake up the next morning, that I can, you know, saying, continue on my life, and you do the same. Because I pray for people, you know, every night. I pray that, you know what I'm saying, they, you know, advance in their life, and, you know what I'm saying, if they ain't got God in their life, find them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so, that's important. When you take God out of a relationship, Queen, you was going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, me personally, I want everybody praying over me because you don't know what they're praying for, you know, I'm praying about. I mean, you know, everybody ain't like, you say, God or whatever. So, you know, some people are like, I'll pray for you, and they might be praying the wrong thing. So, that's what I was going to say.
Well, you definitely got a point about that. I guess you like, you know, I got a little filter on my prayers for the people who pray for me. I can understand that, but I definitely respect your opinion on that, Queen. One of the things that I feel is prayer, once you take the prayer out of a relationship, one thing about prayer and having a connection to God between two partners, it's amazing when you can pray together and worship the Lord. Like, say something going on, you got a little stinky, you had a little rough day at work, you come home a little bit frustrated, and your man notice that you got an attitude, and you kind of snap at him. And his response to you is, baby, I know you having a hard day, but I'm going to take your attitude to the Lord because I love you. That right there will make your day. Like, wow, instead of my man lashing back at me, he going to take me to the Lord, and you know you got to answer to the Most High, so you're going to get your situation together. I'm definitely going to tell you that.
I guess, you know, people I haven't been with, they take that kind of offensive. Like I'm trying to say, you know what I'm saying, you need Jesus. I mean, everybody needs Jesus, but you know there's a certain way you can say it to kind of make it
meditation. I would recommend, you know, with my mate, like, babe, we need to meditate with the Lord. When I wake up in the morning, you know, I smile that crusty smile with the Lord. First thing, you know, you get up in the morning, and I like to give God his 15 minutes of fame in my morning time. I'm not going to say he don't get all my time, but his 15 minutes of fame when you get up, smile, wash your face, brush your teeth, get yourself together right before you start putting your clothes on and eating. It take about 15 minutes and even throughout my day. But once you remove, and from experience, you know, I was dating a guy and, you know, we prayed with each other. We went to church. You know, we was studying Bible principles with each other. But, you know, he got off track, I got off track. But once you remove that spiritual peace, the God of your understanding, loving the Lord, it just goes sour. It's like a leaf that turns very brown. So, you know, people, be careful out there. It's a journey. You know, we all know it's a journey, and it's a real commitment to give your life over to the Lord, because once you give your life over to the Lord, you change it. And then your whole state of mind and your state of being, your mate may not be able to go where you're going because of what you called for and what God is asking of you and what you're being obedient to. So, wow. You know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to let that person go.
Yeah, that goes, you know, that all goes back to, you know, the worrying thing. You got Lord in your life, you don't have nothing to worry about. So, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it 100 with yourself, 100 with the Lord, and 100 with your mate. And, you know what I'm saying? Everything will be good.
And I tell you, when it goes sour, I mean, you can have all the, you know, it goes sour. Like, you can have a good relationship and everything. All good. It goes sour when you move in with that person. That's what it does. You know, and you can have, you know, go to church and everything, but there's a big difference when you move in with that person and y'all both going to church together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a feeling, or it's just hard to explain. You know, it's something different.
I was always told, you know, it's way different from, you know, being apart from each other and then moving in with some person, because you don't really know them until you move in with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I never understood that until I actually got to move in with somebody.
There's little signs before. You start making decisions like that and everything. There's signs, but you don't really pick up on them, or you just might be in the down one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're annoying. You're annoying for a minute.
You're definitely right about that, but let's talk about now you didn't move in with this person, okay? We're talking about, you know, the things that could happen, or now let's talk about what has happened. Now here you find yourself in this relationship with this person, and you're like, you know what, this really is not going to work out. But then here comes the bargaining piece. You know, this person is good here, there, it's not good here, there. And I want to pull out, but then I don't. I think a lot of people get stuck. And, oh, the sympathy card, too, as well, those sympathy relationships. Oh, if I leave him or her, you know, that goes back to worry. If I leave him or her, how are you going to make it or survive or whatever the case may be? Or some people is just outright crazy. Crazy. They don't want to go away. They like, oh. Like, they like Effie. I'm staying. And you going to love me.
Go ahead, Clear J Official.
You know, break it down. Help us out with that, brother.
Yeah, once you get into a situation like that, you know, it's like that's when you know you have to separate yourself from, you know, a person. You know, you might feel like you're stuck because, you know, it may be a situation where you might not have nowhere to go, or so you think. You might not have, you know, as much money as you think you need, or so you think. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you just have to, you know, risk that. When you know you're in a situation that wasn't good for you in the beginning, and now you're finding out that it's really not good for you, you know, you have to just pick up. You have to pick up and move on with your life. You know what I'm saying? You can't let, you know, a crazy person or a psychotic person hold you back from moving on with your life. I mean, they have restraining orders. Y'all got to, you know, understand that one.
All right. So let's say it like this. You got a person on the other end that's, you know, they cook, they clean, you know, they help you out with your child or whatever the case may be. But the thing is, you know, the profession or the stability of the financial situation is really not that stable. Say the man is an entrepreneur and he doesn't, you know, go to a 9-to-5. He's an entrepreneur. And, you know, a woman is, you know, you're not stable with that. You know, is that good enough terms to say, you know what, I really can't do this? And not even that. less. It could be financial. Most 9 times out of 10, it's either financial or sexual.
I'm gonna tell you,
those are the only two problems in a relationship that people usually split for, is either financial or sex.
This is what I got in my head, and you know what I'm saying, what I started to go by when I used to think like that. I used to think, oh yes, you know what I'm saying, she cook, she clean, yeah, she good in bed, you know, she got, you know, certain benefits and things that I like. But, you know, we not married. You know, I don't have no real obligation to you, you know what I'm saying, besides the fact that you staying with me or I'm staying with you. That's the only obligation that I have to you. You know, if I'm not married to you, then I don't have a strong commitment to you like that. Until I say, you know, the words I do, that's when I can deal with, you know, the fact that, okay, you might be an entrepreneur and you're not doing, you know, as much as I feel like you should do, but I'm going to still stick around. So
because of marriage peace. Because of the marriage piece. So the marriage piece is what conceals the patience. You know, now I can, because now this, I'm going to be with this person for a long time, so this is initially my investment.
Like, I mean, because if you made it up in your mind that you want to marry somebody, then that means that you thought about every option of what could happen in the future and that you could stick around.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you know, once you marry, yeah, you can do that because you said that you can stick around. But, you know, when you in a relationship, just a regular relationship, yeah, you can pick up and leave if you feel like it's not working, or you can part ways with this person and, you know what I'm saying, come back together when everything is working, you know what I'm saying, better for you.
True. Queen, give us your feedback on that situation right there.
How I feel about that. Once again, you know, I think there's signs, you know, when things go sour and stuff like that, once you already in there and you know, far as the pouting and not speaking to each other, you know how you're not talking to each other and not coming home, y'all coming home at different times and different things like that.
That's when it
gets
horrible.
stupid stuff start happening, like the person start doing things to make you mad and try to make you leave, you know, following you around. This is experience here. I personally have, you know, I only live with a person one time. And, you know, like you said, we went together for 5.5 years. And I was teaching and he was a teacher. So, you know, for two years, we didn't live together. We lived in two different places, which was like 30 minutes apart. But we ended up moving in together, a year later, which was that third year. And then we moved to Charlotte. You know, that's why I'm here now, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, once we moved here, it was like everything had changed. I mean, like, totally. From a different state, you know, what's the big difference? And, you know, I'm like, what's going on? Is it like, you know, is it jealousy? Or, I mean, do you feel threat or something? And it's just like everything, I don't know if he was tired or what, you know. It's just like everything had went downhill once we moved up here together. So it's just like you just never know how the person is, and because it don't matter how many years, like people be like, we went together for 5 years, we went together for 10 years. It doesn't matter. It's still a lot you got to learn about a person. You know, and it wasn't bad, but you know, I just would never ever live with anybody again. Never. It wasn't bad, you know, but I just wouldn't do it again. You know. It's just no. And I think it's just blaming the time. A waste of time.
I mean, it is a waste of time. And at the end of the day, it's a waste of finances, you know, and educational piece and emotions.
I didn't have to pay while I was there. He paid for everything.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to be in that situation, like, to have everything paid for. But I had to pay for it myself. I mean, I don't want 50-50. I'll tell you one thing. I would never get a woman come and stay with me besides my sister. Any, like, getting a roommate that's a woman and with kids, that can't happen. And that's only because of my personality, because I'm the queen of my castle. So I wouldn't send my girlfriend through that. I'll let her come and stay for a few days and find a transitional house or something that she can get set up with to have her own. But I had a bad experience by letting another female come and stay with me with her two children. And I'm glad that they was able to get stable housing, but it was just not cool. That didn't work out for me. It didn't work out for me. And then after, with my ex, and he stayed with me. Wherever I went, he stayed with me. And, you know, half the time he contributed little. And that's because of the expectation that I had for him, he didn't have. So at the end of the day, it was more like I was teaching him and he was just coming along with me. So it was like
that's backwards in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And I honestly say any man, well, not any man, but the majority of 80s babies, males, have emotional issues. And around that era, around that time, it was definitely not a lot of father figures in the home. So a lot of them was raised by their mothers. Either their father was dead or in jail or just wasn't around.
Yeah.
So now what they learning from a woman, how to manage bills, how to sit down at the table, how to clean, you know, going out. And even with a man knowing what a black dress is for, if a woman got a black dress in her closet, it's usually a cocktail dress or a sundress. That's for going out to eat. It's so appropriate. That's what it's for. You know, you got a nice little lady that got a nice fitting classic black dress in her closet. You know that she really likes to go out to dinner, and she likes to go out to most likely dance or to a ball or a venue, something like that, a garden. Those are nice things. But, you know, a lot of us, we teaching these men, or not even teaching them how to be men, we just making them more emotional. And women, we enable them. I've seen it too many times. And even with the little bit of stuff that we be getting at the end of the day, even with the sisters that got welfare, you got a child that ain't his. Now you getting food stamps and cash every month, and TIA is paying your rent. And it can either be the baby father. But here you are, you going back and forth, getting assistance from these people, letting these people take care of you and this man. That's not cool, Queen. It ain't cool. If he don't want to get on that grant with you and take his ass to school and take his ass to work and get some job skills, the hell with you, baby father or not. And even on the other level, if you're a working queen and then you want to get into this apartment or you want to get into a low-income apartment and he not putting his name on that rental agreement and also he ain't put a ring on shit, your name don't go on nothing. That's not how that goes. That's just not how that goes. And this is what we need to say. Diva Spot Radio, we say what you want say. I tell you that. We say what you won't say. And it need to be said, because we always want to empower and embetter our people and be able for us to look at ourselves on the outside of the box where we made a mistake. Nothing is wrong with making mistakes, people. Mistakes make us better. It teaches us not to make the mistake that we made before.
Yeah, because everybody, you know, out here, you know, got life twisted, and they need to straighten up, you know, because really it's about us being straight as adults so we can teach these kids. You know what I'm saying? Because these kids really need it more than we do now. So for the ones that know, you know, how to live better, you know, how to live a better life, we got to teach, you know, the younger ones, you know, from 1 to 13, because, you know, once they hit 13, you know, your brain develops more. So they got to learn everything. We got to teach them everything they need to learn from that 1 to 12 age, I meant to say, so that they can know better. And they can grow up to be better than us. They can, you know, live better lives than us.
You're definitely right about that. And the economy that our kids are coming into now, and I think we really need to, you know, hold off for a while, my people, with having children. Yeah, even Mary Kay said it. Let's just try to focus on this educational piece, why there is money that's being invested primarily into education. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's not enough jobs, it's not enough jobs, it's not enough businesses. Go to school and start your own business and start employing people. It's called a business plan. Anybody that want to know how to make a basic business plan, holler at Diva Mary Kay. I'll definitely sit down with you. We'll send you something over where you can start to develop a couple of things and point you in the right direction to get you into some seminars and start taking some classes. But the only way we're going to be able to get these bucks, people, is through what we know, our educational piece. That's what makes us value. That's what gives us more money, is how much more we know, how much more we understand. It's a proven fact.
Yeah.
It's a proven fact. One good thing that we can I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Clear J.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
One thing I want to point out to all of us is, even though we host shows, we make music, we work, we go to school, we super moms, we super dads, a lot of us should take the time out to take a personality test, an employment personality test. You know, a test. There is a test called the Katie Bates test, and what it does for you, it asks you a series of questions on what type of things that you enjoy doing, what type of things that you like doing, what type of things that you would spend your time on. You will be amazed the results that you get back from this test, putting in all the fields that you can go into according to the things that you like. They will even break down the people that's in the job industry, how much they like their jobs. You know, what's the rate, what's the percentage in the next 2 years, how much it pays at entry level, at average level, and at experience level. So I would definitely encourage you all that's tuning in, listen to Google Katie Bates test, and I got the information for you guys right here. I'm in Washington, so I took the Workforce Training and Education Coordinating Board. So I took this test, and it's called Career Bridge. And I took this test, and it's pretty good. It has maybe 50 other things that I never thought about getting into as a career, like a medical assistant, a RN.
Okay, that's what's up.
Really fast, just skim it. A radiologist technician, I never thought about doing these things. Child care assistant, definitely cosmetologist, and a licensed practical nurse. I can definitely say that about myself, and I'll agree with it. Bank tellers, bookkeeper. I never thought about these things, but people, is money out there to invest into your education? Even if you ain't been in the job market for a while, that's okay too. Don't beat yourself up. Just find you another career and start all over.
Exactly.
We getting a rap money. You got to do it, man. You got to do it, man. It's our time, man. It's definitely our time. I swear our time. It's been our time, though. It's been our time, but it's so important. Anybody that's live on the line with us right now, press the one button. If you want to get your name heard, press the one button, and I'll open up your mic, and someone is texting me, and the sad thing about it, I can't even get their text because I dropped my phone coming down the stairs today, and my screen is white.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I made it happen. Need an iPhone 4? iPhone 4. Huh? iPhone 4. Not my iPhone. That was what was coming next. I was going to trade this one in and get an iPhone. I'm really not mad. It's a Samsung. I'm not really that mad because if it was a touchscreen, I would probably be kind of upset.
What I got?
That's what we need people right now. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that can fix screens on phones, because I feel like that business is really going to blow up in like the next year.
You're right. Maybe we can all put our heads together.
Yeah.
And make something happen, man. You right about that. The iPhone, I mean, I think I'm with the phone now that Boost has out, that Android. It's like $179. I like that phone that Boost has. I like Boost services too. I like the fact that they don't hit me with no other fees besides what I'm supposed to pay. And if I pay my bill on time for 6 months, they start shrinking my bill. That's a lovely situation.
Who did it?
Boost Mobile.
Yeah.
Boost Mobile, all that Diva Mary Kay. We definitely want y'all to be a sponsor, man. I tell you that. Let's get into some more music, man, and we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up some more. Call me up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Is it because I'm black? Shout out to Rock Grizzly, man, for this hot song.
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
I can't find a proper job to make ends meet. Interview after interview, nobody calling me. Resume after resume, it's just a waste of time. I say submitting resumes, but yet I still get denied. Variance to do the job that I'm always applying for, but yet they telling me that I'm not the one they looking for. Money being spent, but ain't no money ever coming in. I try to walk it straight and narrow, don't wanna be hustling. Hard work is what I am, but yet I'm still frowned upon. Clean shades, button up with slacks and some shoes on. Resume up to date, come in talking proper. Reading with a Birmingham shake, now that's a showstopper. Attitude full of confidence to pass any test. Make sure I keep eye contact. I'm always at my best, doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do. But in the end, they always say we'll be sure to get back to you.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know. Safety tenant system knocking rims, everything a standout vehicle. Candy coated paint job, seatbelt on when I'm driving through the streets, y'all. Paperwork is all good, license in my back pocket. For me to be riding dirty is just not an option. Cops ride by and see me and make a U-turn. Steady driving slow behind me, I should make a U-turn. 6 blocks later, flashing lights as they pull me over. Shorty riding with me in my ear like, see, I told you, hands on they burners while they both walking to my car. Get to my window and they staring at me looking hard, asking for my license, registration and insurance card before they even tell me what the hell they pull me over for. Headlights both intact, taillights both intact, didn't run a stop sign. Is it just because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Tell me. In this world for people like me, when strike being born black, it comes with the territory. Seen it all my years growing up and nothing's really changed. We struggle just to get what we get, the outcome's the same. Some go to school, but some catch a bad break. It's only so much we can live, so much we can take. It starts out with the parents we were born to. New clothes to go to school, some couldn't afford to. Welfare we might be in your leftovers. No heat in the crib, can't wait till you get older. Living in a hood, in the ghetto, that's just how it is. Juveniles trying to survive, catching the early bit. Life is now planned for them, hard to just turn around. Once you in the system, boy, that's the way it's going down.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Your boy Clear J. Sensei, how you girl getting on it? For sure.
She don't like a show. She just wanna party. Every Friday night, she comes to everybody. Been in Atlanta, people talking. Don't hit all the shots. Touch her fucking feet. Touch with everybody. But she just like the game. Can't party out. She just like the game. I never met a girl so different till I met this girl in Shante. Body banging off the table, faces like Beyonce. She will make you say she do, she wanna swing it your way. She said she the wifey type, she won't make your fiance. But wait a minute, she just said the same thing to Andre. Put for LeBron and even in nigga Kanye. She will make you feel she only dig you for your money. But shout it independent, homie, that ain't what the song say.
Chronicles, you already know what it is. I got my co-host Clear J Official live in the building with us, and the ladies like the party, man. I like that song that you did. Who produced it, and how did that come about?
Yeah, that was Superstar O that produced that track. That track actually came about, you know, because I knew this girl, you know what I'm saying? I really, really, you know, digged her a lot. But it seemed like, you know what I'm saying, she, you know, kind of played games a little bit. not in no bad way, but she, you know what I'm saying, she kind of was a tease. So, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, I decided to write about it. That was the first time I ever experienced something like that with myself, so.
Well, that's definitely, like was that. I can definitely dig that, you know, party all the time. That's something that can happen, you know, with Player House. You know, it is, you know, one thing that I was talking to my neighbor down the street earlier today when we was playing basketball. Shout out to my son and shout out to Cream getting the diva out there play some basketball. He said, you know, you can play house in somebody else's house. I said, what do you mean you can play house in somebody else's house? He was like, you know, I know people that live, come live with you or come, y'all stay together, and they move somebody else in. They moved in with you, but now they moving somebody else in.
Yeah.
Playing house.
Yeah. That's crazy. I don't understand that.
I guess that was, that's not getting to the point, you know, not getting back to the, you know, knowing what you want and saying what you mean, you know, and stop stalling and beating around the bush and stop being afraid to step out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because, don't think that, you know, oh, if this person move, I'm not going to be able to afford this and afford that and give up your worldly possessions. Sometimes you got to downgrade to be humble, to get to, you know, where you may be trying to go, because, you know, it's just the idle things in the world. We can't take them with us. It says this in the Bible. If you make the things of the world your friend, you make God your enemy. And that was one of the strongest things, you know, I've heard in my lifespan. If you make the things of the world your friend, you make God your enemy. And the understanding, I guess, behind that is that, you know, you don't worship anything and idolize something more than you give the Lord your praise and your thanks. Because that's all he asks you for, is to pray to him, confess to him, love him, and thank him. And be obedient, too. You know, being obedient.
Scary, you know what I'm saying? To be an enemy of God, I ain't gonna lie.
Just hearing
that's
that.
Scary, yeah.
You make the Lord your enemy. You like, oh, hold on, wait a minute. This now, right? I'm gonna have to give up all. Y'all can have all of this, you know. Yeah, y'all can have all of this. I definitely don't want the Lord being my enemy, and His wrath can come in so many ways. You know, through your finances, through your health, you know, through your relationships, the warning signs that you neglected, that, you know, the Lord was trying to send you, and now you're sitting here playing house.
Yeah.
And then that person leave, now you in an emotional house and don't want to get yourself together. Now we at the emotional house. And guess what? When people sometimes get in emotional houses, it become a generational curse.
Yeah.
It become a generational emotional houses. You are putting your feelings and you know, your views on a child, and now that child is growing up and doing the same thing that you did rather than you deal with reality and move on.
Yeah. But God bless the child that actually, you know what I'm saying, notices what's going on in the household and decides to change it.
Decides to
change the way they are, you know what I'm saying, and don't let, you know, what's in their house affect them, you know.
Mm-hmm. We see a lot of youth like that. Branching out to have their own, you're right, branching out and having their own personalities and saying, you know, I'm going to do this different when I get older. And, you know, we want to change this. I'm not going to raise my kids like that. Or I'm not going to repeat that cycle.
Exactly.
Willie Lynch.
So, you know,
a lot of us. Go ahead.
Yeah, God bless them children. Because, you know, them children used to be the ones that do, you know, make it out of their situation, you know, become something.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to be the ones that, you know, do better for their family in the future.
Mm-hmm. And they very special. All children are special, you know, but it takes for a child like that to go through something, and that's sad. You know, to go through hard times and be able to develop good habits in their life, in their adult life.
Yeah.
All because of the whole playing house.
Mm-hmm.
Assumption. people talk about assumption. Assumption in playing house. Assumption is one of the furniture pieces in playing house. Assuming. I assume this. You know, well, you know, we have a sex, we have an unprotected sex, so he must love me. He must gonna marry me at the end of the day. And I don't know what it is with, you know, with some women and for myself, that we run off with this imaginary world.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have been moved in for the first week, and now you thinking about getting married next year, mm-hmm. which is understandable. That's cool, because if you live in a house with someone, there should be, you know, a wedding sometime soon coming. But that's not what the person told you that they wanted to do. They just mm-hmm. said it's cool for us to kick it and move in.
Yeah. And, you know, it's wrong on the man part, too, because, you know what I'm saying, some men assume that, you know, the woman know that, you know, it might be for a short time that they kicking it or whatnot. And, you know what I'm saying, they also assume that, you know, they're going to have, you know, all the benefits that they thought they was going to have by moving this person in their house. You know what I'm saying? So it's actually bad on both parts, you know what I'm saying, to mm-hmm. assume something, because in the end, you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then you know, that shaking up, you know, and especially assumptions that lead to, you know, a lot of bad behavior, you know, such as domestic abuse, you know, things of that nature. You know, you don't want to deal with stuff like that. You want to lay your cards on the table when you even attempting to do something like that. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that shacking up is good to do or anything like that. Like I said, to each his own. But if you decide to do that, you know, y'all have to let it be known what's going to happen.
Mhm.
You know.
And put effort into the relationship, even if you know, you're now in a relationship in the current situation right now. Reach out, speak to your mate. Let your mate, look, honey, this is what I'm looking to do within the next year. Can you accommodate me? Are we on the same page? You know, and make the best of your relationships. Go out, do things. You know, all that sitting in the house with each other, no, that's not healthy. Get active. Be an active couple. You know, and some people are introverted people where they just, some people are just introverted people. They will stay in the home and they calm and they content with just chilling in the house. If you have a person like that and that's not your personality, move on. Don't be upset because they're not, you know, an outgoing, doorsy, eventful type of person. If that's not your personality, then it's best for you guys to split and, you know, you stay focused and get yourself to step out and be able to be responsible for you.
Exactly.
Especially when there's kids involved. You don't need for them to see no attitude or fussing and fighting. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Outbursts is because you're emotionally frustrated or sexually frustrated. That's not cool.
It's not. Because, you know, like I said, they're gonna grow up to be like that, or they're gonna grow animosity towards you when they get older.
Mm. Touch on the animosity piece. What do you mean by that, Clear Jay?
Like what I mean is, you know, kids growing up and having animosity towards, you know, their parents or, you know, parents boyfriends or girlfriends, you know, this, that, and third. When you go through situations like that and you lay your emotions on the table because of your assumptions, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the kids see that. They see those emotions coming out. You know, they see the fussing and the fighting, the domestic abuse. You know, that mm-hmm. can lead to the animosity that build up, that question in their head. Why did mama get with this, you know what I'm saying, dumb acting fool anyway? Or,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I hate
why
him.
Why did daddy do that to her when, you know what I'm saying, he could have just talked? Or mm-hmm. vice versa, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the kids does play a lot about it, and you're right. And then a lot of times, you know, y'all get up and move somewhere, or constantly moving and not stable, you uprooting the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think, you know, what that does to a kid that moves around. Most likely they become a loner because they wasn't able to develop a long enough relationship because you're moving every 6 months to a year.
Exactly.
And you wonder why there's social issues.
Yep.
This happens a lot, and it has happened to, you know, a lot of generation of kids, black, white, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Hindu, Haitian, Korean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you even with when, because if you're in an abusive relationship, your kids is in an abusive relationship with you, and men get abused too.
Yep.
A lot of us, you know, the first thing we think about is women, men, women, children, all get in abusive relationships, if anybody is in an abusive relationship, even for the parents who have older children or the sisters and brothers who grown and your sister or your brother's in an abusive relationship, you know, that affects your family too. Everything that you do is like a, it's like throwing a rock in a pond. How it ripple all the way out to the end, that's what happens.
Yeah, get that ripple effect.
I learned it by experience. I'm not going to tell you something that I don't know. I'm not going to say it if it ain't so.
And that's something that you can't take back. So, you know, you got to think wisely when you go into situations like that because you can't turn it back.
Hmm.
You know, time only goes forward and doesn't go backwards. You know, we don't have time machines, and I don't think we ever will have because time has to go forward. So,
you definitely right about that, man. Definitely right about that. And, you know, you don't have to get down on yourself because usually when we make a mistake and we done messed up, you know you done messed up now, we start getting all emotional, depressed, you know, worrying. Worrying don't do nothing to make you tired and you don't have energy to get it back together so you can work from your mistakes. But don't set yourself in a state of depression and start thinking less on yourself. No matter what situation you in right now, you can pull yourself out of it.
Exactly.
But it's the feeling. You gotta feel it, and you gotta get over that feeling and just pull yourself up right now. Even if it's starting with going back to school, get your high school diploma, working on getting your driver's license, doing stuff, the small stuff, registering to vote. These are the things that you can do that's going to make a big difference on your life.
Exactly.
Classical music. Oh, I just picked up classical music, y'all. I don't know what it is about classical music, but it is a great study piece when you're doing homework and also when you're going to sleep.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. And Pandora is always rocking. You can get you... Go the Pandora and put in classical music and just take the time out to just listen.
Especially when you got in
that
surround sound.
Oh.
That's like the most relaxing thing ever.
Wow, and musicians, I mean, the people who were composers was great. They were really good at math. They're really good in math. So if you want to increase your math, and it is a proven study that, you know, composers and musicians are very good at math, you definitely want to listen to some classical music. And I think that's very, very, that's a good look. And for the benefit of you. But, again, start with your education first. Once you get some education and skills, you can go into getting yourself back out into the job market. And then from there, start the saving. If we got bank accounts, use your bank. There's a financial advisor in that bank. Let them help you to manage your money, even if it's $25 a month to go in a savings account. Start with $25.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you what, like people that you know that's shacking up and you know living together and probably don't have income or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm a basically put this out here. It might seem wrong, and it might seem right, but you know I know when I was in that situation, And I was dealing with, you know, whether I have enough money to do this or, you know, because I didn't want to give up my benefits. You know, I started working on myself a little by little, you know what I'm saying, while I was in this relationship. I didn't let it stop me, you know what I'm saying, from working on myself while in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you finally, you know, get to a point where you feel like, you know, you can move on, then move on. You know what I'm saying? And you can give them people a warning, just like, you know, you can give a job before you quit. You know, hey, you got 2 weeks to get everything good with yourself, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to move on. You know, I'm not liking the way this is going.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to give you 2 weeks, you know, get your everything that you need to get right, because I'm going to move on, I'm going to go forward. Now, some people may take that wrong, you know what I'm saying? Some people are like, you know, well, you just seem like you're being devious now. That's just doing you.
Well, at least 2 weeks is a very short notice. You can give them the 30-day bundle. Damn, Glitch, come on. At least a 30-day bundle, my G. I mean, come on. I can be done in 30 days, but 2 weeks is a hard enough time. But, you know, fair warning. I'll sit down. I'll talk to you. I'll let you know I'm getting myself together. And, you know, if it's not going to work out between me and you, I'm working to go to school and going to work, and I'm saving my money to move out. Soon.
Yeah.
Time periods, 90 days. You know, in 90 mm-hmm. days you can have that together.
Yeah.
You know, and then after the when it gets to the 60th day or, you know, 30th day, like, you know, I'm out. I told you 90 days I was going ago I was born. A lot can be changed in 90 days, you know. People can, that's 3 months. Not to, and let, if you're going to change, don't just change because of the person said change. Do it because you honestly feel it within your heart, because those old habits can come right back. And then you want to start this 90, they're not going to start the 90 day countdown back. I know I'm not. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, stay on getting yourself right. They say 21 days makes a habit. So if you can make it 21 days, then you got it from there.
Yeah, if you can make it 21 days, from there it's like kicking a habit.
Yeah.
Y'all know what time it is, man.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at?
Diva Mary K, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio Women's Chronicles. I played that intro right there for a reason, because we definitely got to talk about the drug situation, y'all. It's very, very important. We couldn't go off this show without talking about the drug situation and what you're putting in your body and what we're putting in our body and what we're doing to our body by and how it fogs our judgment too. Because a lot of times people think because we smoke together or we drink together, that means that we necessarily friends or close friends. That's not true. It's not true at all. The only things it means is that you share a common interest, because it can be anything as far as that, saying that. It can be shopping. It can be car racing. It can be anything else with drugs, especially smoking, drinking the majority of the time. Smoking, drinking, and sex, and that's not a relationship. That's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's not healthy. Half of the time y'all high, so y'all not talking to each other, or y'all either bugging out and being immature, or you drunk and you doing the same thing and you sexing. You know, even with in stressful situations, is the first thing you do when something stressful comes along is either go grab you something to drink or something to smoke. That ain't cool.
No.
That's spoiled milk. Right there, that's a sign that you are in an expired relationship.
Exactly.
When you have to resort to something else to make you feel better about what you where you currently are.
And I can say I was there.
I can say that too.
I experienced that. I mean, you're talking about going through, you know, a pack and a half, a Newport's a day, because you stressed out about, you know, your situation with a certain person. I'm like, nah, I got to stop it.
Stop the madness. Stop the madness. And then here come the worry. What the worry do to you? Make you fat. See how the situation is getting worse, and now your self-esteem all jacked up?
Yeah. It just don't get no better.
It don't get no better. And even with us having, you know, histories with our family, I know I come from a family of addicts, you know, people who were addicted to drugs. Either it was crack cocaine or either it was alcohol. And then the next generation came, my generation was weed and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol never really goes anywhere, you know?
It
never really goes anywhere, but the drug change, you know, alcohol, coke, now they got ecstasy, pills, wounds, dip cigarettes. That's the most dumbest in the world. Listen, thing about, you know, I mean, that right there, I don't understand. That's just a whole nother level. You throwing back pills and you smoking embalming fluid, that's like asking to die. That's something that I would consider that you would take for like a suicide mission, not for, you know, how they would say a recreational drug.
Man, that's crazy. I couldn't do it regardless of pills. You know, I like living.
I like to breathe.
You know, saying I can help somebody while I'm living, and you know, doing a narcotic that can, you know, just take you out like that. Can't do it.
You're taking a gamble, because you know when you go and cop a bag or whatever the case may be, that's just like saying, you know, let me get a bag of heart attack or a bag of strokes, you know, or a bottle of kidney failure.
Yeah.
And we gotta think about that at the end of the day, and then we pass it on to our kids.
Yep.
We pass
it
on. Exactly, we pass it on to our kids. That same happened on to our kids, even when some of the queens are pregnant. You know, consuming, smoking, and cigarettes, weed, whatever the case may be, any alcohol, you do it to the kids, and now they have came up with something called ADD or asthma. You created a disease for another person to capitalize off of, because they testing to fix it. This is what maintains this way. This doesn't make it go away, but you was the one that decided to smoke and drink while you was pregnant with your child, and now your child and came out with disabilities, and we can study your child, and because you study your child and we tested on your this medicine, you can get it to your child and you will be all right. But as a matter of fact, we're gonna charge about $250 a pop for this. You got insurance? Okay, cool. We'll take that.
Man, that's crazy.
We'll take that.
That is crazy.
And not to say that some of the theories and symptoms is not correct, because I have seen some children with some attention span problems, spelling problems, academics problems. They're not problems. Disabilities.
Yeah.
You know, they're not really problems. They're disabilities. This is something that can always be taken care of and cured through the grace of God. You know, your faith has to be stronger than your will. You just can't believe what men say all the time. You take your situation to the Lord and let the Lord guide you about your child.
Exactly. I mean, because people can definitely lead you astray when it comes you know, your feelings or your households and everything, you know. So you got to kind of take it upon yourself to do for yourself. You know, don't just, you know, stick with what people are saying or follow trends.
Trends. And you can follow a trend from, you know, playing house, following the trend of your mate. How many people you didn't know, you know, said, you know, I didn't start smoking crack or smoking weed or doing dope or taking pills until I got with such and such, and I got with such and such, and I got with such and such. And then you start picking up their habits, and then at the end of the day, it's affecting you.
Yep.
You know, at the end, I mean, just choose wisely and choose what you want. If you want to have somebody that's very smart and loving and caring and take care of, go home, got a positive attitude, there is people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not jacked up. Everybody wants something better. Nobody wants to stay in a rut.
But people always go for the okey-doke. They go for the, you know, the smooth talkers, like you know, I can honestly say that I've seen some women, you know what I'm saying, go for a dude that, you know, he talk a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, he can't live up to it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, people just like that. To be the people that can get you on them drugs. Be the people that can, you know what I'm saying, get you in them abusive relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you fall for it because you don't realize the game that's being used on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know too, a lot of dudes be mad at me when I be talking to women about the situation because they know I'm talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But a lot of people need to understand that they target it. You know, some men target women with kids. Some women target men without babies. You know, some women target men that has kids. You are target. You are preyed upon, you know, for somebody else's game. A lot of times, so, you know, Tom can only tell. You know, you got to think of, I like to think of myself as a corporation. You know, when I first meet somebody, you know, and they're trying to get to know me and ask me for my phone number, that's an application.
Yeah.
You asking me for an application for me to get to know you. And after we go out the first time, that's your first interview. I know from the first interview, if I want to go ahead and try you out as a temp for 90 days to see if you can make it on to, you know, 2 or 3 years down the line to make partner with me.
Yeah.
You are a business, and anyone that you let into your life, you know, you definitely got to understand that they have to be beneficial for you, for your business.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're going to be putting out more than you're getting in.
Exactly. That's a good way to look at it. I like that. I ain't never heard it like that.
Mm-hmm. When somebody gets your telephone number, that's the application. And the first date is the interview. You know, the same things that, you know, you ask them, well, tell me something about yourself. instead of them saying I, you know, they can, you know, you want to look at the benefits of what they can bring to your company. What can you, how can you benefit this company for longevity? Are you here for the short term or the long term?
Mm-hmm.
And a person will tell you who you are. All you have to do is listen to them.
Exactly.
But you need to have a sober mind.
Take heed to the signs.
Yes, you need to have a sober mind. That's why it would be nice a first date. You know, it's hot now. It's the summertime. You know, get you some bottle of water, get you a nice little lunch, and go out to the park, because a lot of us is going out to, and nothing is wrong with going out to the movies and to eat, you know, whatever the case of me is. But the thing is, there's a distraction in the restaurant. The movie, you can't talk to each other because you're in the movie theater. So going to the park and, you know, having, or going to a nightclub is really not what's up either, because you really can't talk and now there's alcohol involved. But going to the park and having two bottles of water and some fruit, shrimp, cheese, that's great.
Yeah.
The park is nature. The water is pure.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can really get to know this person and get to talk to this person on a one-on-one, because the focus is only on you guys. There's nobody around to bother you, and there's nothing like going to the park and being in nature. Man, a nice park with a garden is even better.
Yeah.
That's even better.
For me to find women that like that stuff, because I guess they assume since I left, you know, I'm like rusty, dude.
You said what?
I say it'd be hard for me to find women that like to do stuff like that, because I guess they assume that since I rap, I'm like the rest of these dudes. But you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? I got to understand, you know, rap is entertaining. You know,
yeah.
That's just something that you know, rappers or you know, singers or entertainers, they do to, you know, what I'm saying, to draw you in. That's not the life they live most of the time. You know, you can't tell me that it's somebody a rapper out there that's worth $35 million that he's still on the street corner somewhere. You can't tell me that he ain't trying to find a woman that he's trying to settle down with. He's still, you know what I'm saying, sleeping around with everything. You can't tell me that he worth $35 million, he's still doing that.
I don't know. You got a point there. You can profile. We could profile, because if I was profiling, I'd say 50 cents. I would say 50 would be one of them. Not to say 50 don't want no good woman and doesn't have probably more than likely a dozen of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that lifestyle, it is a player's game. It's a player's,
mm-hmm.
It's a player's field. You know, you're going to be around a lot of people. A lot of people of beautiful nature, a lot of people of money or finances, a lot of people of, you know, the same common interests that you have, and they do those things as well. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us, we can't profile the person because what we see on the outside, we got to get to know them. And that goes back to having self-esteem for yourself. You got to have self-esteem, high self-esteem in everything that you do. There's nothing wrong with being confident and who you are today, what you have accomplished in your life, where you're starting from, what you look like, what your skin look like, how long your hair is, how big, how small you are. That's what makes
mm-hmm.
you unique. If you want to fix a couple of things, you know, let that be a personal priority. Don't let that bring you down.
Yeah.
And even Claire J, with you dating women, you can show them, you know, because a lot of women never had that experience before, to go to a park that has a garden and bottles of water or a real live picnic.
Yeah.
That's like, that's courtmanship. That's how you know, court a woman.
Yeah.
Getting back to the courting of it. You know, in Queens, women, we got to understand we queens, so you act like a queen. If a man is doing something nice like this, don't think he crazy or he weak or he soft. because you never know, he probably had a faux phone right in the back of his jeans. He's carrying a picnic basket and glowing and smiling at you. But he'll never let you know because he's a real G. I'm trying to tell you, all he came to do is have this nice picnic with you and hang out. But his son was to pop off, he got your back. He ain't going to have to bust the guy in no way. He's just going to show it with authority. Like security.
I feel like women are the kind of dude that, you know, a woman should look for, a dude that, you know what I'm saying, he got both sides he's working with. You know what I'm saying? Because that don't make you soft to be, you know, romantic. You know what I'm saying? What makes you soft is when, you know what I'm saying, when you can't protect your woman. But when you won't protect your woman, when something goes down.
And when you walking around with your butt hanging out, that's what make you soft. That's the soft cookie stuff. That is soft cookies. Lady, if your man, and it's sad, if your man is walking down the street with you and his boxes is showing, that is non-acceptable.
Yeah.
One thing for the rim of the top of it to show when he move around or, you know, doing something, but literally walking down the street with his pants up under his butt, like the whole ass cheek is cuffed in the tight boxes. What is that? Like your butt is really hanging over. Do you want somebody to see that you got a... Oh, that is sweet cookie. I just can't take it. That is sweet cookie. So, ladies, upgrade, because I'm taking out my phone and I'm taking a picture of y'all. I got pictures of chicks walking with the dude with his butt hanging out, and I'm just waiting on the ample opportunity to post them when I get ready.
Don't quit pickle.
Huh?
Don't quit pickle.
Yeah, quit pickle too, see? So you never know. You could be walking down the street, ladies, and Diva Mary Kay is in your area. You walking with your dude and his butt hanging out, y'all hand to hand. That type of dress style actually came, you know, from a prison cell. It came from a man that was I don't really want to call him a homo. That wouldn't be nice, but he's a bisexual or gay man. You know, and this is, he wanted to show the other men his butt cheeks, how nice and juicy they are, so they can know that he want to smash. So, queens, do not accept your man walking around like that, and ladies, y'all too, because I couldn't stand that whole thong. I mean, I wasn't mad at the song, but I'm just mad what it did to women, because for 3 years we was walking around with different colored thongs that match our shoes and stuff, like it was a part of the outfit. And making sure they show.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah. Be respectful for yourself and for others, you know. I know some men might be doing them, some women might be doing them, but you know what I'm saying, you have to understand that, you know, it's kids that's watching it.
Yes.
And, you know, you're not going to live like that forever, so you don't want your kids to grow up thinking that it's cool to be like that forever.
Mm-hmm. And do the squat test on your jeans. When you put on some jeans, squat down in them. And if your butt is hanging out, those are not the jeans. Queens, I'm sitting on 40. I already know what it is. I'm a thick bottom lady. I'm 17, 18 all day. I'm sitting on 40s, hips and all butt. So you got to make sure, queens, that you do the squat test so your butt won't be hanging out. You ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself, getting in them and getting out of them anyway. Know your size. You can still be sexy. You do not have to squeeze into no tiny jeans. Skinny jeans are really not for you when your butt crack is hanging out. And for you skinny dudes that have on skinny jeans and I can still see your boxers, please get it together.
Might as well not wear them.
Yeah, you might as well not. You definitely not might as well not wear them, but that comes back into the topic of, you know, playing house. You know, let's grow up, y'all. No more playing house. We building houses now.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the house. We building house. If you're not ready to invest into your future, into your craft, into savings, and to make putting down some solid bricks rather than putting down straw and putting down wood, Three Little Pigs, yeah, somebody's going to blow the house down. Need some stability, man. It's very important, and everybody out there is listening. Y'all deserve it.
Yep.
You deserve to get that. You definitely deserve to get that. You gotta say to yourself, and you gotta believe, like, this is something that I want, and this is where I want to be, so you can get to a higher level. Let's get into some more of this hot news of the comeback. We got 7 minutes at the end of the show, at the end of the hour. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Diva Spot Radio, ENT, Diva Mary Kay, and Clear J Official. Let's go, man.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so high, I think I test life maybe once or twice. When I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. When I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun.
I got a bigger smile up on my face. Chicken keep chasing me, wondering who's gonna win the race. I'm living large, apartments looking like all this great. Throwing hella parties, watching me jiggle, being straight. Yes, that's how me and my homies doing it. On the road to happiness, so we pursuing it. Don't trip, I keep a gun and I be shooting it. Mac blowing sour the air, he polluting it. Going shop and hitting the different malls every day. B.O.B. is a little bigger than my nigga day. I can't forget my cousin like he be making my day. My whole team full of ballers like the NBA. It's really the same the way I be taking these hoes. Give it to me so easy, feel like I'm ripping these hoes. Fresh every day, feel like I'll be making these clothes. Pull up the camera while the press, I'll be flanking the pose.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so wrong, I think I can fly maybe once or twice.
My outfit's frozen, it's like a mattress. Down to put on my boy snap cap, doesn't match it. Feeling good, living good, doing it, being me. Dope and all ahead, grinning my society. Never had a Twitter, but all the bitches follow me. Feeling so good, even Stevie Wonder can see. The beautiful and wonderful life a nigga lives. Super happy like I'm a Muslim at a masjid. Cartoons eating candy like I'm a little kid. Me and my nigga skateboarding, what we do it big. Like Tony busting the ollie, running for my kids. Haters talking, I'm messing them up like a bad wig. Sitting back, posted, waiting for my next gig. Wanna holler about me in Southport, till I live.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so high, I think I just lied maybe once or twice. When I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. When I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high, I just feel so high, and I don't know
la, la, la,
why, I don't know why. I feel like I've been smoking a la 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 la. I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. But I feel so high, I think I just lied maybe once or twice. But I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. But I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high.
And I feel so high, y'all. Welcome, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary King. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, Women's Chronicles. We've been definitely chopping it up and getting it in on today. My co-host, Clear J Official, is live in the building with me. Clear J, I hope that we shut it down today and gave everybody insight on today. I think that we definitely made a difference on today, and a lot of people are going to look at the whole playing house situation in a whole different way. What you think, my G?
Yep. I hope everybody, you know, saying learn something from what we're saying today, because you know, this is not just people talking on the station. This is people that has actually been through the situation and is trying to share a little bit of knowledge with everybody. So, you know, I hope everybody takes something away from this and go and share it with somebody else. You know, tell people about Diva Spot and how she, you know, saying trying to spread that positive message to everybody.
And at the same time, play hot music.
At the same time.
At the same time. What? Clear J, tell them where to follow you at on Twitter, how to get in contact with you for more of your hot music, to get it played on their shows, to get it played in their cars, to get it played in their iPods. Tell them where to go and get the music at and how to contact you.
Yo, y'all can follow me on Twitter at Clear J. Spelled with a K, not a C, K-L-E-A-R-J. Or y'all can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/ClearJ, spelled the same way. You know, follow my blog spot, Mike Hustle and Blog Spot. You know, I have the hottest hip-hop news, have the hottest independent artists to come through, have the hottest interviews. You know, hopefully we can set up an interview with Miss Diva Mary Kay for the song.
That's coming.
You know, just Google me. I mean, I have so much going on that I can't even name everything. So just Google the name Clear J Official.
That's definitely what's up, man. Y'all make sure y'all check me out again this Friday on Frontline Fridays, where all indie music live, where all the artists come through and get they showcase the spotlight on. We definitely having a party on Fridays. Y'all follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Press the follow button, network with me, and also you can hit me up on my Facebook, www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay, and check out my website on divaspot.blogspot.com. And if you didn't get all that information, that's okay, because all the shows are recorded. We definitely about to get out of here. I want to give special thanks to my guests, and also a big shout out to everybody that tuned into the show tonight. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Let's go, because it's nothing but success.
Yesterday, think money and ways to get some money. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
All I did is yesterday. Think money and ways to get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today. This life's a slim hole, so we hustle way day night. Let the piss smoke, switch folks down. Greatest skin stickers around, haters round gators. Who we top? That just sounds major. Shorty like who he hot? Came bout paper, come from a booty block. Any routes major still in the midst of the struggle. So addicted to hustle, gotta get the scuffle in order for my cars to shuffle. Trying to skip the troubles, waiting for my chips to bubble. Burn on the